Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Aid Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I am your host, John Age, trying to get this thing done for the second time here in the wee hours of the AM, sitting at 2:20 Eastern Standard Time, hailing from the formerly great state of North Carolina. Thanks for tuning in this evening. I really do want to thank you. If you're listening to this show, thank you so much. I'm sure there's some new listeners out there, so thank you as well. And I can't underscore this enough. If you're new to this show, if you've listened to it for 100 or more times, whatever, make sure, just to help out with the algorithms, you like the show, you share the show. If you're on a platform like iTunes or the like, it really does help the algorithms to put a kind comment, to hit the thumbs up or what have you on this whole thing. It doesn't help me monetarily in the least, but it definitely does help the show to get better circulation. To be real honest, I don't care. It's not an ego stroke for me. It's really just all about getting people listening to this content and trying to wake people up with this whole thing. That's really what it's all about, people. So if you could do those things, that would be amazing. As always, paypal.me/AnomicAge, patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. If you're not yet a patron, if you're not making a donation to the show, I can't recommend that enough either. It's free for you, but it absolutely is not free for me. So you're right there at the homepage or whatever platform you're listening to and or watching this on. I guarantee you one of those first few links in the description is going to be paypal.me/AnomicAge, patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. We got a lightning link there if you would like to send some Shitoshis. We got all the guests. We got all the video, all the audio. This show is going to be under videos. It's going to be an information breakdown segment. So if you just happen to be listening to this, you can definitely go to the site, AnomicAge.com, and actually watch the video. You can do that too. Down there at the bottom, we got the iPhone app, the Android app. That's all free. Free newsletter. Subscribe by email link. I would suggest that's probably the best way to actually get updates. The app for the phone works pretty good most of the time, but it's a little bit buggy sometimes, and I have not the money to fix it, so it's just going to stay buggy, I guess. Nobody can help me with it, and I certainly can't afford for someone else to fix it for me. So again, paypal.me/AnomicAge, patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. You didn't come here for that. You came here for this. Let's get into it this evening. I'll be your tour guide as we take a somewhat satirical journey down the path of murder, destruction, mayhem, and the extermination of human life on this planet. A forced march into obsolescence thrust upon us by a global satanic death cult of pedophiles. That about sums it up now, doesn't it? Tonight's episode, Super Obsession. And I've really just been trying to analyze lately why we're not seeing any action here in the United States. None. And let me underscore that I'm never calling for violence. I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about peaceful Martin Luther King protests. Gandhi, Martin Luther King, plug in anybody you want as long as they're not bringing violence to the table under that peaceful protest banner. That's what I'm calling for, folks. And my hat is off to the people of France. Out of all the people on this planet, they seem to be the only people that have any guts, they have any temerity. The men seem to have looked down and figured out what the difference between a man and a woman is, and they're standing up on their hind legs and they're resisting the tyrannical bull that's being thrust upon them by Macron, who's nothing more than a globalist puppet, more importantly, by the global satanic death cult that I mentioned a moment ago. And the police and military are showing their true colors, as they always do. They're just following orders, beating people, throwing explosives into the crowd, spraying people down. You're the usual suspect bull that you would expect from such weak filth that just follows orders. And I posted about this a couple of days ago. I said, yeah, we would see the same from our police and military if we actually had any people with guts in this country. But don't worry. We're not going to see that. That's not happening here. I mean, we have stood by while they stole the election and elected the squad. We stood by while they stole the election and put in place this giblet head. We sat by and did nothing while January 6th was provocateured and made into this nonsense. We stood by and did nothing while we've had people in Guantanamo North there in D.C. for well over a year. Just keep standing by, wringing our hands, I guess, waiting for some superhero to show up. And there's so many layers to this that it really covers so many different things. But if you want to look at the various ways that the people of this country, and I'll talk male specifically, have been cucked and chumped into being this weaklings that they are. I mean, it started really in the 60s. Other people have covered this much better than me, but the 60s, they saw this, of course, in K-12 indoctrination, college, university, weaponization. They said, oh, well, the men are so violent. How can we ever make them less violent? So they got all these communist professors in there of the men and women variety in there to tell the men folk it was wrong to stand up, it's wrong to fight, it's wrong to do any sort of resistance. Let's all just turn the other cheek and keep getting screwed. That was sort of their mantra there. But then, of course, we saw Paul and Anna Ehrlich, Population Bomb, also co-authored Eco-Science with John P. Holdren in 77. Both of these texts basically just coming out and saying, all these horrible humans, we got to do something about this. Then John P. Holdren just gets real with you and says, yeah, we need to put sterilants in the food and water and in the vaccine so we can get rid of this human problem. So first they wanted to make us docile. Then they wanted to eliminate us altogether. All the while they've been poisoning air, water, food. I mean, that's been going on since Jonas Salk and way before that. If you look into the trail of death associated with evolution, social Darwinism, eugenics, and the like. Hitler didn't have that market covered. He didn't even hardly throw a pebble in the pond if you look at the numbers killed by Stalin and assuredly Mao. You might want to throw Mussolini, Castro, Pol Pot in there for some good measure. But look at the big numbers. Mussolini and Hitler and Castro were small potatoes compared to Mao. China's own numbers over 80 million. Stalin, not too far behind. Lenin, he was more on the small scale side, kind of on the smaller scale of Hitler's side. And I'm not saying that Hitler and these other mass murderers were not killing a lot of people. I'm not saying or marginalizing the deaths of any of the people that were killed by these psychopath pieces of low-class trash. I mean, any number of people killed is too many when you're looking at democide. But that's what we've been dealing with for well over a century. Want to go back to Nimrod, go back to Sodom and Gomorrah, go back to the Greeks, the Romans, the Aztecs. It's all the same, folks. They just got better at it. Got better at killing and better at hiding it. That's really what's been going on. So I struggle with this question sometimes. Why are the American people such a bunch of chump sucker morons that would allow their country to be stolen from them, that would allow their children to be murdered, that would allow their children to be tested upon, that would allow their children to go through the groomers? What makes the American people such a bunch of chump sucker morons? How did we go from 1776 going against the greatest nation at that time to so weak, pathetic, cowardly, and just spineless that we would allow what's happened in the last 5 years alone to take place? And you want to get a much smaller scale, you could look at the taxes. I mean, I was going to say the tea tax, but I mean, there's those images where it juxtaposes, you know, they went to war over this Township Act, Stamp Act, and the tea tax, and finally culminated Lexington and Concord, where they were taking the guns because they were building munition stockpiles for such a revolution. So we went from that to juxtapose the last 5 years just alone. What's been going down, you know? And we have not seen, I wouldn't even say like a shrug of resistance, that old Atlas shrug thing. We haven't even seen like a minuscule, like a involuntarily caused muscle twitch. Nothing like that. We just said nothing. Nothing. Last thing we saw was January 6th. Those people were provocateur. Those people were wrongfully prosecuted. Those people are wrongfully in prison now. All that still going down. Nothing. And I'm just not even going to hear this. I'll just say, if you don't think what's going down in France, what happened here, you have no knowledge of history. You have no knowledge whatsoever of Randy Weaver's family being, you know, several members of that family being killed there at Ruby Ridge. No grasp of what went down at Waco, where they burned men, women, and children alive. That's our government. Same thing January 6th. That's our government. That's our Capitol Police pulling the strings here. Well, I won't say pulling the strings. They're definitely pulling triggers now, aren't they? I think Ashley Babbitt's family can attest to that. That's our government, people. So don't give me this old back to blue unconditionally, nobody in a uniform would ever hurt me kind of bull. That's just more stupid idiocy. But the purpose of tonight's show is super obsession, and it's really me trying to figure out why we're such a bunch of chump sucker morons here in the United States of America. Really, that's what's up. My hat is off to the people of France. They're resisting tyranny there in that nation. I want to go get a French flag and maybe a French shirt. I don't have a drop of French blood in me. But that nation, and everybody stand with the Ukraine and support the Ukraine. You don't want my take on the Ukraine, but I'll give you my take on France. I 110% support the people of France resisting the tyranny of Macron and the satanic pedophile trash that's really behind that nation's fall. The same ones that are behind ours, same ones that are behind England, same ones that are behind Spain. It's all over. It just hasn't gotten as bad here as it's going to get, or as bad here as it is in many other aspects of the world. But I think, and I'm speaking primarily to the men here, you know, we've gone through the air, food, and water. We've gone through the John P. Holdren sort of tactics. We've gone through the K-12 indoctrination tactics, the atrazine, the glyphosate, all this assault on the humanity. Now we're in the era of 5G. Now we're in the era of everybody's addicted to their device, addicted to gambling, addicted to porn, addicted to drugs, addicted to cigarettes, addicted to everything. And I mentioned this last time, and I'm not backing off on this one modicum, addicted to their animals. our society is so, I think, spiritually fouled up, intellectually bewildered, that we are clinging and grasping at straws. And I am not coming down on you if you have a pet. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying our addiction knows no bounds. And if you have to bring your animal with you everywhere you go, I would suggest that you might be addicted to that. I'm not joking, folks. You go into any store, restaurant, or whatever, there's somebody with a pet there. The mess I saw recently was these fools in this sort of clear backpack case. These giblet heads bringing their cats around with them now. That's the new thing, I guess, right? Not coming down if you have a pet. I'm just, there's a big difference between, yo, I got a dog and I have to take this animal with me everywhere I go because I'm addicted to the animal. You know, I mean, it's just, it's weird. It's bizarre. And some people are going way past that line. I mean, there was the lady, I don't know if I want to get into, about a week ago, those doing some sort of bestiality and got arrested for that. I mean, this is all coming down here, folks. I mean, you can't make this up. The Bible tells you about all this stuff, and I think it pains a lot of us to think that these sort of things happened, and it pains so much of us to think that these things are occurring now. That's why we sort of dissociate with the insanity of our society. I mean, everything that's happening now was Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, it lays it all out for you, you know. The trans, the bestiality, the homosexuality, just the whoredom. That was all going on before. I mean, that old nothing new under the sun thing is 100% accurate. King Solomon was right. And I think we do dissociate because we don't want to really come that close to the evil or that close to the gravitas of what this all means. So back to the superhero topic, I think that is why one of the pieces of the puzzle here is, in America specifically, is our obsession with superheroes. And this definitely goes back to the tragic heroes of Homer and the Iliad and the Odyssey, probably being the most famous. But it also goes into the superhero comics. And so much of that is predicated on history as well. I mean, if you look at a lot of the stuff that came out in the 60s and even the stuff that was coming out World War II and post-World War II with, like, I can't even recall. It's people like Sergeant Rock was one of them. There was a comic I used to have called Devil Dog Patrol, I think, was another one. There was so many of these things had a lot of reality and even history contextually based into it. If you look at Superman, for example, created by two Jewish men who were really paralleling the story of Moses in a superhero format with Superman, where they were saying, well, you know, of course, Moses in the basket rises to be a great leader of men. And then it parallels Superman being sort of shipped off to Earth from Krypton and being found by this family and rising to be a great defender of men also. And I'm using the big M for this one, mankind, in case some feminazis were about to fact check me on that one. So I think a lot of this is dissociation. So our obsession with that, I think, really kicked off maybe like 20 years ago, and I'm not sure of the exact date, I didn't pull this up, when the first Spider-Man movie came out. It was like Tobey Maguire, and you know, I can't recall the co-stars of this, but that was sort of the reboot from the like 1970s version of Spider-Man. I mean, that version I thought was kind of way cooler. Had guys that appeared to be walking up a building when clearly it was just, you know, the flip of the camera. But I think we saw sort of the reboot, the 2000, I believe it was 2000, could be late 90s, I'm pretty sure it was 2000, version of Spider-Man. That kind of really kick things off, and then it became super saturated and just inundated with these superhero movies. We got the Marvel Universe and the, I can't even think of the other one, the DC Universe, I guess, you know, based on the, predicated on this two big comic brands. And then it just became so super saturated, it became, you know, I'd parallel it to like the 80s hair metal, where every week there was like this new cookie cutter version of the same thing, or even you could look at the boy bands of the late 90s and 2000s. It's kind of the same thing. It just became watered down and diluted. I'll be real with you. I haven't watched any of that useless mess since probably the first Spider-Man that came out that I mentioned a minute ago. I just don't care about it. I got no love for it. But the thing is, people are so weak and are so spiritually and mentally gone that they need that dissociation. So they look to the movies, and I'm going specifically to the menfolk here. So they look to things like that. I mean, it's bread and circuses in much the same way that sports is, and much the same way that professional wrestling is. It's all bread and circuses. But I think this is sort of on a somewhat different level because it's hero worship. It's idol worship right out of the Bible once again. And in this case, they're actually putting fictional characters as your idols to worship. So I think so much of this is to dilute the masculinity, and it's basically to diffuse any sort of masculinity that might arise by just causing that dissociation. Okay, we'll put all that masculinity and all that energy towards our favorite sports team. We'll play dress up. We'll go to the game. And now it's gone one step beyond because now the men are going to play dress up and wear all the comic book shirts. And, you know, you got people going to Comic-Con and just spending a whole lot of money on looking like these various superhero characters. And then you've got sort of the other side of this coin where, especially during the PSYOP 19, everything was being predicated on this hero. We're all heroes. The people that took the vaccine are heroes. The people wearing the masks are heroes. The people in the hospital are heroes. And then that kind of was a manifestation of everybody in uniform's a hero. I mean, that was something I never heard in my lifetime because anybody that was in that line of work knew what they were getting into when they signed up. So the people in the military, or the police officers in my era, I mean, they didn't need this sort of pat on the head, you're a hero crap. They just didn't. That wasn't why they did it. I mean, that was a real differentiation, I think, in the World War One and World War Two generation, everybody else. And you could throw Korea and Vietnam in there too. There wasn't this need for this, you're my hero, pat on the head. Like, these people knew what they were doing. They did the job. They didn't want the pat on the head. They didn't want to talk about it. They wanted to come back to their family and live that American dream. And now, I'm not calling out the military. I'm calling out the marketing people that are doing this. The same marketing people that got jets flying over ball games and the same marketing people that are paying these different militaries to have their troops show up and have this whole meet and greet and have this star-spangled banner, wrap ourselves in the flag mess. And they do that to get more people in the ranks. What they don't want out there is the people in the military that are telling them, this is a sham. This is not our war. This is not our fight. We should be here domestically defending America, not in the Middle East, dying in some third world bleep hole to quote-unquote spread democracy. That's what they don't want. That's why they don't have those people from the military telling them what's really going on. It's really just a marketing ploy. But saying all that to say this, they've done the same thing with anybody in uniform as a hero. It's a hero. Everybody, I guess, from dog catcher on down or on up, rather, is a hero. So they started by making everybody in uniforms a hero. Then they threw the COVID hoax at us, and everybody that played the game with the COVID hoax, well, they're a hero. And then we've got this obsession with superheroes. It's just so mind-boggling, really. It really is. When I would put before you that I think the people that should be your heroes would be the people in your family. You should be raised by a strong mother. You should be raised by a strong father. You should have that lineage of grandparents, aunts and uncles, and these strong role models, both mirroring the masculine and the feminine for the male and female offspring, raising and supporting and fostering that inner strength for those children. That should be your heroes. And that's how it is in other cultures. It's just not here. In our culture, we're saying anybody with the uniform's a hero. These comic book clowns are heroes. And of course, anybody that went along with the COVID hoax, they're all heroes too. It's just a bunch of bunk, folks. It really just is a bunch of bunk. Are we supposed to go along with the gag and think Millie is a hero? Are we supposed to go along with the gag and think that Fauci is a hero? Are we supposed to go along with the gag and think Rumsfeld was a hero? All these clowns that got us into the Gulf War, they had their uniform on. They were in the military. I mean, it was all a bunch of bull. But are they heroes too? I think the men and women that paid that ultimate price for these various corporations had jack to do with America, had jack to do with our freedom here. No. But we're obsessed with heroes. That's just the bottom line. And most notably in our culture now, the obsession is just with comic book superheroes. There's a new movie out every couple weeks. Any superhero under the sun. And we've talked about this in past episodes, basically how they target these different demographics. That's why there's the all-black heroes now, and they're going to have trans heroes and all these other jackwagon heroes, all to market to different demographics in much the same way that they marketed the music, they marketed the movies, the sitcoms, and what have you, to the different demographics. They want you to sit calmly. They want you to not do jack. They want you to play dress up, go to the sporting events, be a drunk piece of trash, be a diabetic and be 600 pounds because we're supposed to embrace all that. And you're all heroes. Heroes for what? I don't know. Because the real problem's here at home domestically. And it ain't got anything to do with patriots, with people that support the Bill of Rights and Constitution, or any of that. The tyranny coming down upon you is coming down upon you from a bunch of stiffs in suits, those global satanic death cults of pedophiles. Those are the pieces of trash that move around the different military branches like pawns on a chessboard. This scum is the same demographic that puts the poison in the water, air, and food. This scum is the same demographic that puts the K-12 indoctrination, college, university weaponization in place. This scum is the demographic that is out to kill us all. I've said this so many times, it is a broken record. They want you dead. They want you all dead. I don't care what kind of hero status you have, think you have, or seek. They want you dead. It doesn't matter how many medals you got. It doesn't matter if you're the county dog catcher. It doesn't matter if you're a teacher, if you're a nurse, or a doctor. They want you dead. So all the pomp and circumstance is not going to make a hill of beans when you are dead. It just won't. It just won't. Your family's not going to feel any better about it because they're going to be at a death camp if they're not already dead. That's where this whole thing ends, people. It ends with Mao. It ends with Lenin. It ends with Stalin. It ends with Mussolini. It ends with Hitler. It ends with Pat Castro and Pol Pot. It ends in the same blippin' way, dead. So I encourage you all to please stop this hero worship, because I would recommend the Odyssey and the Iliad. It's all tragic heroes here, folks. Because this hero worship is going to get you in that same place as the tragic hero, dead. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Please try to get out there and do your part. Please make that difference. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.